Hare Krishna, I am Shivanshi and welcome to my profile Geeta Revealed. First of all, I would like to thank you for following me and showing your love and support. This really encourages me to explain something very interesting and very important to you. Today's shloka is very, very important, which I think everyone should know. This is the sole reason why sages and also me in my earlier episodes also told you to just focus on Krishna. Now you must be thinking why I am telling you to do so. So in this shloka you will get all the meaning. I hope you enjoy and please keep showing your support towards me. Thank you very much. Let's start. This shloka is from the page number 371, 8.6, text 6.
यम यम वापि स्मरण भावं त्यजति अन्ते कलेवरं तं तं एवं इति कौन्तेय सदा तद्भाव भावितः.
First I will explain the शब्द of Sanskrit, the words of Sanskrit and their meaning in English. Then I'll tell you the meaning of this whole shloka. Then we'll explain the purport. Yam yam means whatever. Va api, at all. Smarana, remembering. Bhavam, nature. Tyajati, gives up. Ante, at the end. Kalevaram, this body. So this is the first line of the shloka. Now, from here we get that yam yam means whatever nature. Smarana means remembering. So whatever nature we are remembering. When? So, Tyajati means gives up, ante at the end. Kalevaram, this body, means whatever state of mind we are remembering when this body is attaining its death. So, the next line of the shloka, tam tam, similar, eva, certainly, iti, gets, Kaunteya means O son of Kunti, referring to Arjuna, Sada, always, Tat, that, Bhava, state of mind, Bhavitaha, means remembering. So, from the first line we get that, whatever state of mind or whatever nature we are remembering when this body is attaining its death, means at the moment of death, whatever thing we are remembering, whatever thing which is going on in our mind at the last moment of our death, that state of mind will be attained by this soul in its next birth, and it is very, very certain. It is written in the shloka. Now the meaning from the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Now this is a very serious question, that how can one think of something at the last moment of his death, and how can we control that? Because now we know that whatever we'll be thinking at that moment will be becoming that only. Now it is not compulsory that whatever you are thinking you will become that. For example, you think of an ant and you become an ant. You think of an elephant and you become an elephant. Now, it is not compulsory. It's just the state of mind at that time. Now, the process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that the person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. Just what I said. Means the person who thinks of Krishna at the last moment will be spiritually connected to the transcendental form of the Lord. It is sure that he will attain, or he will spiritually be attaining Lord Krishna. Now, how can one die in the proper state of mind? This is a very curious question that would come up in our mind just as we hear this explanation. How can we control our state of mind? Because mind is something which is the most chanchal part. Now, chanchal here is a Hindi word which means for very wandersome or means it runs off very quickly. It is just like a small child. As a small child just sees an ice cream truck going and he just runs towards it and says, "Mama, mama, ice cream." Like, that's how our mind is. Our mind wanders very easily. Just a millisecond is enough to just distract it from the work we are still doing. And at the moment of death, it will be quite difficult to hold that mind to just think of Krishna, right? So this will be a very difficult task to do. But as we have always heard in books or from our teachers or from our parents, that practice makes a man perfect. This is a line which we hear. We are 5 or 6 or 7 till our high school and then in our college, and we always hear that. Do practice, do this, do that, and you'll surely succeed in life. Practice, patience, and perseverance. These 3 P's are always constant in the elder's mouth. But it is very obvious that a human mind is just very distracting object, right? Our mind wanders very, very easily. So, how can we control our mind here? As I said, practice. That's why we say that try to focus your mind on Krishna. If in this lifespan your mind gets trained to think of Krishna whenever you want, wherever you want, then it would not be very difficult to remember Krishna at that last crucial moment, right? Therefore, here is a small example of Maharaja Bharat. Bharat, India, right? India is known as Bharat in Hindi. So, this is a story of Maharaja Bharat. Now, Maharaja Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life. And so, in his next life, he was transferred into the body of a deer. How is that possible? Right? So, the story goes like that Maharaja Bharat had a tame deer which he loved the most. Means he used to do the deer's seva, the deer's service. And when Maharaja Bharat was dying and it was at his last crucial moment, he thought, what will happen to his deer when he dies? Who will feed him? Who will take care of it? So these all thoughts were wandering inside Maharaja's head, and that's why in his next birth, he got the life. He got the body of a deer. Now, as he was a very nice king, he had done very nice good deeds in his past life. So he was remembering all his past life memories. Means he had his memories. He knew that he thought of a deer when he was dying, and that's why he has got this deer's body. But the fate is fate, the destiny is destiny, so he had to accept the deer's body. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thought at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. As in yesterday's shloka, we saw that whatever we do in this life, it is a bridge to our second life. If we want our second life to be luxurious, to be very full of facilities and full of good fortunes and all, so we must try hard to do good deeds in this present life. Because whatever we do now, it will be the consequence of the future. So, whatever we think, whatever we feed in our mind in the present, it will be showcased in the future, at the end, at that last crucial moment. So, if in one's present life, one lives in the mood, in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, that is spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of, now this is a Maha Mantra of Lord Krishna. The sages, like we have ISKCON temples all over the world. You guys must also be knowing about ISKCON temple. So, their sages, they say that we should do Sola Malas of Japa. What is the Sola Malas of Japa? So, a rosary bead, you must know 108 beads are there, and you must have seen sages do the chanting of God on it. So, Sola Malas means Sola rounds of that whole beads. Means 108 into 16 times you are chanting the name of Lord. Now, this is a Maha Mantra of Lord Krishna, which not 16, so at least you should try to just do one mala every day. And not only one, but just try to focus your mind on Krishna. Don't let your mind wander when you are doing this. Just sit in one place, fold your legs, sit holding that rose bead in your hand, and then try to imagine Krishna's image in front of your eyes. And when you are chanting each and every name, try to hear that in your ears. Speak, hear, think. Speak, hear, and then think. Like this, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 week, just do one mala. After you are being practicing this, you can increase it then regularly. Now, don't let your mind wander. It is very difficult for at the beginning to just concentrate on one piece, right? So it would be difficult, yes, but as soon as your mind wanders, just hold it back and just say, come back, you have to chant. Just 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes maybe it will require per day, and then you can gradually increase that. This will be very helpful. Just try once. It's not my advice, it's the sages' advice who do bhakti of Lord Krishna. Even I am trying to do it on a daily basis. I will also try. You also try, and we'll just give the feedback. Follow me on Instagram @Geeta_Reveal by Shivanshikar. You'll see my profile picture, and just follow it and keep showing love. And message me for suggestions, advice, and I would love to hear it from you. Now, I'll tell you the mantra. So it is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best process for successfully changing one state of being at the end of one's life. This mantra brings great positivity to your life. When you are hearing, when you are chanting, when you are listening to Krishna, it will surely help in positivity bringing in your life. You'll feel happiness from within. You'll feel great. You'll feel like many good things will be happening around you. You will stay focused in your work. You will not wander in bad sights or bad things. Like in this 21st century, teenagers, adults, all those bad websites that we all know, in that sensual pleasures, just it is a type of sin, you know. We should not look at all those things. It is a sin in God's language, and we should not do that. We should try to focus our mind on the study. If we are teenager, if you are students, so study. If you are an adult, so whatever work you are doing, you are taking care of your children, try to inculcate good habits in your children. Don't be too harsh on them. Don't do violence in your home. Try to remain calm. Try to give good habits, try to inculcate good habits in your children, your young ones, even your respect your parents, right? Means do all the good things, surround yourself with good things, chant Hare Krishna, and you'll surely see good vibes around you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm Shivanshi Garg, and we'll meet tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.